This she'er is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
Just a note about Kehanim. In the days of old, Kehanim who ate Tumah tabled every day. Because just to touch something, to make them tell me that I born in two. If you touched a sefer, you couldn't eat tumah. A sefer in a scroll, all this one were in scrolls. A sefer was metame sayadayim. Many things. And there, if you touched somebody's hand, you shook hands with somebody. You metame it. So therefore, kehani would table all the time to eat tumah in the evening. And so the Kohanim, there was a regular performance, they all were table to come home and eat food at night. Right on the Gemara. The bottom line. Pray the Gemara Me'emar. How do you know? The high, that this Pasuk of Ruach HaShemesh means Bias HaShemesh, the setting of the sun, the high Vitoya. This word that it says Vitoya means Tohel Yoimo, that the day is entirely dissipated. Now that's a new pshat in more learning, but it more takes it as a matter of course, that that's a pshat. Bo HaShemesh V'Toher, it means the sun has to set V'Toher and clear out of the sky entirely, and then he can eat tumah. So how do you know that's the pshat? I mean, that is the plain pshat. That is, what the Chachamim tell us is also intended by the pasuk. As the Tegel Shev Baal Peh tells, that's hinted at the Pasuk. Bo Hashem is the sun has to set with Toya and has to clear out of the sky entirely. No light should remain. And he says to him, so how do you know that's the Pshat? Dilmo Bias Oirehu. Maybe it means that the sun... Now, Rashi has a different basis. We're following Rashi's Pshat. Maybe it means that the sun has to arrive. It means the sun should rise. And when the sun will arise, then the man becomes perfectly pure, because he'll not give the korbanos, and then he can eat tumah. Who says he can eat tumah the night before? Again, this Ashish Rateshu doesn't want that pshat. If you have time, I'll learn Teshu's too. Maybe it means the coming of the sun's light. It means in the morning the sun should rise when it's wooded to bring korbanos. The high, what's meant by a toya? Toya yerman, toya galut. The man becomes perfectly toya by bringing his korbanos and then is able to eat from tumah. Who says that Erev Shemesh is enough? Say that.
So once more, Rashi's pshat is, how do you know? It means the sun should set the Toya and should clear out of the sky entirely. Then he can eat tumah. It means Seisa Kehovim. Maybe it means the sun should rise, the Toya, and you bring the Korbanos in the morning, and the man becomes perfectly Toya, even for Korbanos, and comes to the Mizbeis HaMikdash. And that's why he can eat tumah. Seisa's chant is like this. Seisa's Shemesh always means sunset, never sunrise. You can't ask such a question. So Teisa says, how do you know me to Bo HaShemesh V'Toya? That the sun's light has to disappear from the sky entirely. Maybe Bo HaShemesh means the sun sets. And even though the light didn't go out of the sky entirely. V'Toya doesn't mean the sun's light should clear out of the sky. It means the man becomes Toher. Bo HaShemesh, by that means, the man becomes Toher. Instead of saying that Toya means the sunlight should clear out of the sky, which indicates a sakehor. No. Boa Shemesh means like a sunset, but with Toya, not that the sunlight should disappear from the sky. Even though it didn't disappear yet. What's a sakehor? Still the Toya, man is already Toya. That's how Tesla learns shot in the kash, set in the side. Now the second line in the Gemara. Omar Abe Barab Shil, he's in Cain, if that's the shot. That when the sun sets, the man is toya, like Teisa says, or like Asha learns, the sun has to rise, and the man becomes toya by korbanos. in Cain, that's the case, Lamo called it possibly Yita, and the man will become Toya. If it's talking about what's going to happen, what's going to happen after the sun sets? So, or the sun rises according to Asher. Uvo Hashem is for the Toya, and he will become Toya. If that's the pshat, if it's referring to the man. My Vitoya, instead of Yita, it says Vitoya. So it means Toya, Uvo Hashem is Vitoya, he's still talking about the sun. The sun, whatever it is, sets or rises, Asher is the pshat Vitoya, and the sun's light disappears entirely. So we see it means the sun sets, and the Torah, the light disappears entirely. It basically explains that it's not necessarily so. You have cases where the Torah doesn't mean, it refers to the man. We know many cases in the Torah refers to the man. But in this case, since it's possible to have an error and to learn both Perushim, the Torah should have said the Yitar in order to avoid an error. Since the Torah doesn't bother to say the Yitar, so therefore we take the Torah at this simple meaning, it refers to the sun. Uvo Hashem is the sun sets, the Torah, and the light clears out. Now again, you shouldn't think that's a plain pshat, but that's included, as a rem is included in the pasuk, and that's why the pasuk didn't bother to say the Yitar here, even though you can make an error, because the pasuk wants you to include that rem is, it means the sun's light has to disappear entirely before Kehanim can eat through man. To the Amr Ishi, and they bring a proof for what people say. It's a form of speech. The sun has gone down, and the day has cleared out. Idki means the word toher. Idki means pure. Toher. So we see from the Loshon B'nei Adam that it is such an expression. The toher means the day cleared out. So therefore, again, Iarev Shimshe, the sun went down, the Id Keyeme, and the day cleared out. And so therefore, Uvo Hashem Ish V'Toya also hints at that meaning, that the sun sets and the day clears out. And he says, like Keholim, that's when Kehanim can eat from it, say that. Now the Gemara reports about what they said in Eretz Yisrael about this subject. The Maharal means in the West. It means in Eretz Yisrael. For this statement of Rabbi Barav Shila, Lo Shmila, they didn't hear. Rabbi Barav Shila was a Babylonian Chacham. So in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear what he had said. He's on the second line of this Gemara here. Ubo Levi Boye, and they ask it in the form of a question. Hi, this Pasuk of Uvo Hashemesh. Does it mean Bias Shimsha? Who does it mean the setting of the sun? Umay V'Toya. So here, your mother, the day clears out. It refers to say Sekehovim. Or Dilma Bias Erehu, Rashi learns Pshat sunrise, and Tesis learns just plain sunset without say Sekehovim. Or Maivet Toya, Toya Gawa, the man becomes pure. You don't have to have that the sunlight should clear out. So he asks a question, what's the meaning of that possibly? Hoda Poshtu Lomi Beraisa. And in Eretz Yisrael, they answered and explained the Pasuk based on what they learned in the Baraisa as follows. The Diktani Baraisa, since you learned in the Baraisa, Simen Ladova. What's the Simen to know when Kehanim come home to eat the Tumah? Say Sakehavim Shumamina, so we see Kehanim don't have to wait till tomorrow, like Asher learns. Or Kehanim can't eat before Say Sakehavim, like Tesis learns. That's when the sun goes down. But the Simen is Say Sakehavim, that's the time when Kehanim can eat. Shema Amino, so we understand from this, Biyashim Shehu. Uvo Hashemesh means when the sun goes down entirely and nothing remains. Umay V'Toya, Toya Yoyma. So again, the fact that Kehanim, Ida Tumah, Tseisa Kehovim, that's our simen to recognize the meaning of the Pasuk. Because the Kehanim have a tradition. They know what to do. And they don't come home to eat Tumah until Tseisa Kehovim. So we learn two things. First, we learn you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning, like Rashi says. And secondly, we learn that you must wait till Tzei Sekehov, like Tzei says. You can't eat immediately at the sunset. So therefore, now we know the pshat. The Toya means Toya Yema, the sun sets, and the daylight has to clear out entirely at Tzei Sekehov. Say that.
Now, Shalom Subir is a characteristic of the Gemara that Kalais had put together all the opinions that it has found in Baraisis and tries to see if they agree with each other and if they agree with the Mishnah. That's what today's truly is about. We learned in addition to this, that's a time of Tish Mashal Avis. That means when Kehanim come in at night after they were Tome and they were tabled by day and they waited until Harav Shemesh, which means night time, and everybody sees Kehanim trooping in from the street, come home to eat Tome. From now then fire. So that's the time for Kiddush of ours. What do you mean when we ask a kasha? When the Baraisa may Mosai Tere Nishma, the Alvin in the evening, Nishironi, Nifnes Lechol Peter Benella. From the time that the army, who doesn't have much to eat, so he doesn't have to make any preparations, and he comes home to his house, to eat his bread dipped in salt, that's all he has. So he has no preparations to make. Until that time when he gets up to go away from his suda, which means a very short time. Now, the question is, how does this Baraisa agree with our Mishnah? So now, the Gemara first says, Sefer, the end of the Baraisa, it says, that Krishna ends soon after the time of its beginning. Vadai pligi anas nisim. Certainly, given the Rabbishim. This Baraisa holds, the shokh b'cha means, when you're going to lie down in the act of lying down. And he gives a very short time for the act of lying down. Some lie down a minute earlier, a minute later, but all as soon as it's dark. That's how it used to be in the olden days. There are no artificial lights. And therefore, people especially, as soon as it became dark, they had nothing to do except to go to sleep. And therefore, that's the time of the shocker. The time not when you are lying down, but the time when you're in the act of making yourself lie down. Now, our Mishnah, even those who say that pshat, say it's a third of the night. And besides the other opinion which we follow, going to shock, not when you're in the act of lying down, but when you are supine, when you're prone, you're lying on your bed all night. So not when you're in the act of laying yourself down, but you're act of lying all night. So therefore, it certainly disagrees with our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah has two opinions. One is a third of the night, so it means shock before the time of going to bed is longer than that brief period of the suit of the army. And the other appeal which he follows says, the Shofar means the time that we are lying on the bed, all right. But this Baraisa, when the Shofar the time of going to bed, it makes it very brief. So the end of the Baraisa surely disagrees with the Mishnah. But the Baraisa, that says, when the army comes in to eat his pass, be lame at Pligianasi. She would say that it differs with the Mishnah, or that's exactly the same time as when Kehanim comes to eat at home. That's the question. I want to see how this Baraisa agreed with the Mishnah, in the race of the Baraisa, and for in our law. The Baraisa differs entirely from the Mishnah, even in the race. Only the Kohen. No, the Baraisa does not differ with the Mishnah. The Baraisa in the race agrees with the Mishnah. Only the Kohen, Tatio. That's what my attempts to say right now. Later we'll see differently. And the Oni and the Kayan are one Shia. Now, why do we say that? Because always it's more logical to say there's agreement among the Tana and the disagreement. So all of this say that we force to say there's a disagreement with our Mishnah. But the Reisha, if it's possible, we want to say Oni and Kayan are one Shia. Let's say that. Cases. Yeshua Sheha Oni Mikmus Lethal Peter Be'er. You know. Now the question is, who is this Ani? Would the Tanya take an example of Gentile Ani? No, we're not. Must say it's a Jewish Ani. So Tesei says, how can a Jewish Ani sit down to eat without darling Maya first? Inside. Yeshua she oni nitnas leho pita bimela. Tema, it's a kasha. Oni himself, vosai yiskala. When will he die? If you say that the time of Tishma is a time when she sits down to eat, she's eating too early. The Hora Matthew says, Man achi vosai hind is man Tishma. The time when he sits down to eat is the time when Tishma begins. Even she was man Tishma, also the husk of the Sudan, also to begin to eat, as she is followed by some for the Dadan's first. To the Tanya the Khan, it learns, wait a minute, it says this further, as follows. We could a Tishma, or we scholar, against Shmonesim, and then the earth old Peter eats his bread, and we run, he benches after eating. And it adds there, the whole Eber al Dibrech of the Tayyar Misa, if he eats, when it's time to daven, and he eats first before daven is higher misa. So how can you say that the only sits down to eat when the time of Krishna? The case answer, yes, Shlema. His man feeling how he created his man's suit. He has to daven before the suit. And la bavke vishoni nichnas lechem. It doesn't mean precisely Krishna is when the only comes in to eat. Ela putem vikarekana. A little before that time, when he comes to eat, that's when Krishma begins. She asks Yachina Losidosa until his wife prepares for him his sudha, his piece of bread, and she hunts up the salt. And she has to hunt up the bread too. So while hunting up the piece of bread for him, Yika, he says, Krishma is probably the Avishmanasa. So therefore, when it says Krishma in a time when the only comes in to eat his sudha, it doesn't mean at the time when he's eating, when the time when the preparation being made for this sutta, that's the time when he topped that line, Krishma and Tzvila. But the man Krishma at the time when he comes into his house to prepare for eating, say. The Tashi was asked, why didn't Tashis ask the same thing on the missionary? Sure, Shakahanim, if Mosin left will be through Mosin, the same Tashi. When with the Kahani and Dara Maya? Answer is, there it doesn't say Sutta, it says Tume. If he eats a fig of Tume, he can eat it before Dara and Maya. Okay. In the Gemara. What I mean is, you ask a Tashi, you can bring another Baisa. May Mosai Mastili Likris Krishna be Abbas. When he begins man teaching. Of mine. So this Brahsa says, Mishor Shibinay Odom Nichnosin Lechol Pitan Bali Shabbos is Gibrahme. When people come to eat their bread, starting up, middle of the week, the laborers come from the fields, and when the sun is going down, and therefore they come home a little later. But Erev Shabbos, everybody at home, just when it turns into night. So that's the time when they eat the soup. Divrame. Hachamim emerim isho she kehanim zakoim lecho bitrumos. At the time that the kehanim are justified in eating tuba. That's what I learned in our Mishnah. Simen ledovo, a sign to keep in mind when that is, say sakecho. Now, the kehanim, when they come to eat tumah, that's something that everybody sees in the streets. Many kahanim, and they're all coming from the place where they were tabled, and they're waiting for higher shemesh. So therefore, that's going to be to everybody like a clock that tells them when to say sakehavim. So say sakehavim is not a simple matter. You have to know which kehavim. It has to be three stars, and not too big and not too little, medium stars. But look at the kahanim, they're experts on these things, and therefore the people rely on the kahanim when they come to eat with them. The aval pi she'ein ra'yavado, although the following is not a proof, zeichavadava. It's like a memorial or some way of remembering it from the following question. Shinema. The Chemia says when they were building the walls of Yerushalayim, ve'anachnu oisim b'malocha, we were doing the work, half of the people were holding spears to defend the workers against the Kusim, the Samaritans, who didn't want rebuilding Jerusalem and the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Chetzion, Marzikim v'Amoch, and half are holding spears on guard. Now when was this? This work of building, Me'avei Sashata Atzei Sakechoda. Now the question is, Avei Sashata, that's when the sun starts dawning, and says, what kind of name do you give to that period? Do you call that day? So he says, there's a pasuk, a parallel to that. He says, the night was a time to stand guard, so the Kusim, Samaritans, shouldn't come and destroy the work that we accomplished by day. And the day was a time for work. So therefore, so we see now that when it says Me'avei Sashacha Atzei Sakechovim, that's parallel by the second pasuk, Yoyim Melacha. That's Yoyim. So we see that the day begins Me'avei Sashacha and it ends Atzei Sakechovim. So therefore, when we want to say B'shoch B'chor, that's Man Kriyishma, that when the day is over, so when is that? Let's say Sakechovim. Now, in the middle of the Gemara, we didn't finish it, we'll say after here. Why does he bring a second pasuk? Is there enough to say that we worked, we are building from Avei Sashacha to Tzei Sakechov? So you see, that's the duration of the day. So why do you need a second pasuk for all your Monu Halayva Mishma Yomalacha? And for the Gemara, because you might want to say, when the sun goes down, Lila is already night. Before Tzei Sakechovim, the Inu and they who worked up to Tzei Sakechovim, they're Marshehe. They were working later. They're enthusiastic. They work later. Or Magdimi, and also got up earlier. Magdimi is not important here, but they're working later. But it doesn't mean necessarily that Lila is a Tzei Sakechovim. It could be Lila is when it gets dark. Only they were working later. If a Toshma come here, another pasuk, it's a parallel. And this pasuk says, "Behold, you want to know how Lila Mishmur, Yom Melacha." So we see that the day they worked, and then in the other pasuk we said they worked down to Tzeisak Yehovim. So we see that the day endures down to Tzeisak Yehovim. Doesn't stop at sunset. So. It comes up in our mind, the only Bnei Odom Chashir, because that's a principle of trying to reconcile the opinions that you shouldn't differ with each other. So only comes in to eat his pas every evening, and Bnei Odom will come to eat their pas Avi Shabbos in one shiur. All other people, their suit is ready for them, Erev Shabbos, because on Erev Shabbos people are preparing the Shabbos. So when they come in, it's early, just when it turns night. Ha'oni, for him it's always Erev Shabbos, because he has not much to prepare. So Ha'oni, every night, and Shabbos and Yodim, Avi Shabbos, it occurs to us now to say that as one sheep. Now, if you say, Oni Rikayan Kachi Yuridu, as you said above, Chachamim Hainer Abmeir, the Chachamim will say, Yeshua Shakanim Zakarim Lecha Bitum Asam, and Abmeir says, at a time when people come in to eat early Shabbos, so it means that they're saying the same thing that Kachan said. Ela Shmamina, what we hear from this, only Shiur of Echud, only as a separate Shiur, Rikayin Shiur of Echud. And that's why our mayor who says, B'nai Odom, is Chelek and Racham, and we say, Shiur of Rikayin. But the Gemara is thinking that only and B'nai Odom are the same Shiur. and therefore it can be the same Shira as Kaya, and from Allah. Only the Kaya had Shira. But in this Baraisa, only is not mentioned here, it's mentioned only B'nai Odom. So only B'nai Odom lab had Shira. So therefore, Abaya says B'nai Odom is different with the Hacham and says Kehanim. But only, I could still say, as we can solve with the opinion of this Baraisa, it says Kehanim. So only is not mentioned this Baraisa today. So now it's established that the two opinions only of B'nai Odom are not the same opinion. Like the Gemara, the only B'kaya and Chashu is still persisting and trying to reconcile the opinion of Oni and the Sheet of Kaya. I mean, that's the Kashu, one of the Baisa. That's this process of the Gemara and sifting out the opinions to see if they're different opinions or the same. May Mosai Maskil and Likrishma be Adi. When you begin Krishna, when the day becomes Kodesh, Parashat, when Shabbos comes in. This everybody knew, because it was a practice of Kol Yisrael, when Shabbos came in, so they knew that's the time of Kishma. So when Shabbos comes in Jewish communities, that's the time of Kishma every night. That's not what I said. He holds an early opinion. I'm sure, man. I'm sure. Shekehani, and you could hold him. Let him be true, Moshe. That's what we know already. We learned in our Mishnah. We learned in the Baisa before. A Mary man. I'm sure. Shekehani, totally. Let him be true, Moshe. Shiva is already early. He may holds that the time of Shiva is earlier, even before it gets dark. That's the earliest opinion. And you have to be table before, because with the table afterwards, it wouldn't be Torah, they need Harav Shemit. So the table before is dark, and subsequently they become Torah. That's the time of Kishma. Oh, my Lord, I'll be rooted. How can you say such an early time? I wrote Kahanim, if early day named table, the table while it's still day. Otherwise, it wouldn't become Torah that night. But if Hanina, amen. Mishor she oni nichnas lechol pito b'mel. And here you have oni again in this verse. And Rav Achad, and Amar son says Rav Achad, but Rav Yud. Oimei mishor she rei b'nei odem nichnas in us. Most people come to eat their suda every day. Different opinion. Now, the e Amar, if you'll say, oni v'kayen chachi yuribu, both of his opinions are in the verse. And they're given as opposing opinions, conflicting opinions. So Rabbi Hanina said the Shia of Oni, and Rabbi Shia said the Shia of Kayan. So you can't say it's the same Shia. You have some achlekas. And Allah, isn't this mind over here in this? Shia of the Oni of the Hood, that's a separate Shia. Shia of the Kayan Hood, separate Shia. Shmanim. So now we already established that Oni and the Bnei Odom and Kehanim are three different Shiurim. We cannot reconcile them to make them one say. Rabbi Elazar's opinion differently than the Mishnah reports. The two Tanoim are really the Rabbi Elazar. Now Mishnah Elazar said as far as Sesachehov, as when it starts. And the Baraisa says it starts, Mishor Shekhoda Shayyan. So see, two Tanoim are really the Rabbi Elazar. I don't even. Which one of the two, only your kid, is later? So you might say, Mistaba, which is what I have to say, the only is later. The Amat only moved, you could say only is earlier than kid. And the Hanina who says only, Haina Rabbeleza who says, Mishra Shikoda Shayyai, because in that small period, Tesis explains, it's difficult to say they're different shiurim. The only way you can find additional times is after the shiur of Tesis Kehavi. So therefore, the opinion that says that the shiur is oni, so you must say oni is after the time of Kehanim, after Tesis Kehavi. You can face this. He sulked about Pesach. When was the Pesach name on? Pesach sulked on the Kharidim, or the before Pesach Kharidim. And it's Haninen, who says, only Haninen of Elazar says Kodesh HaYoyim. But in Motsi, he cannot say the only Kodim L'Kiddush HaYoyim. Or Kiddush HaYoyim Kodim L'Shiva D'Onim. But it's not logical to say that Havay called Kah to make so many fine distinctions, the Shiva is man Shiva, the whole man Alova is, but that it has all these various different opinions. It's a very short time between Kodesh HaYoyim and Tzitzak Yehovim. So therefore, if you find different opinions, it's more convenient to say that they're after Tzitzak Yehovim. In Al-Vidimor. Al-Alav Shmanino, Pagal and Daphne Baladimor. The only Me'ucha, it's more slow to say only times later than Tzitzak Yehovim Shmanino. Now this piece of Gemara that we just learned always is a hurdle when you learn a Sifta Brachas. Because it causes people to become discouraged. But I see you're not discouraged, that's a good sign. This is a hurdle. This omen. We finish with it. I didn't tell you beforehand. And the Baal Teshuas. The Baal Teshuas. Omar Le Eliyude, Balo Kahanim, the Baal Teshuas. Balo Kahanim, the Rebbein Him Teshuas. How do you say that that's the kind of tradition? The Teshuas Tamar. And you ask the Kasha himself, because he holds Praga Milche Ribeid Yembo. He holds a separate shita against the Chacham. He says that the time of Ma'ev, Arle, Dabbling Ma'ev, is a long time before the night. It's Praga Milche, an hour and a quarter before the night. That's called Praga Milche. Why is it called Praga Milche? Half a minute Milche. Is the Korban Tomei Shaldein Ha'abayim. It was offered 2.5 hours before the night. 2.5 hours before the night, that's the Mincha. Lagamit is half of that, an hour and a quarter before the night. According to Rebbe, Lagamit, an hour and a quarter before the night, that's the time for Meir. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda complaining against our mayor? That when the Kohanim at table before the Sefer Kefal, before the Shkia, it's too early for Kriyishma, he holds it even earlier. Sharei, again, Sharei Plaga Milchit, Mibay Yehuda, Plaga Milchit, but it's still day, an hour before, a quarter before night. Who, Amen, Miyad, Kishiyava Plaga Milchit, as soon as Plaga Milchit comes, I'll be going to his house. Now, Tesha holds that the Rebbe says what he says, not only for Yad Ishmael, also for Kishma. Now, others don't learn that, Shah. Others say the Machlek is only for Shmonesa. Because Kirishma agrees with the Rachamim. But Shmonesa is a Rabbanon, Kirishma is a Deraisa. So therefore, Rida will hold when it comes to Deraisa, it's not easy to take a Kifar. But for Shmonesa of Maya, which is only the Rabbanon, and in those days we learned later the whole Sugya, that Philos Alvis is Rishus. So therefore, Pagamit is good enough. But Tesis takes it, not so. Tesis takes it, Rida holds even Zman Kirishma. Begins at Plagin, another quarter before night. So what's Rabbi Yehuda complaining against our mayor? Then he complained against himself. It's still very dear. Plagin Milch, and still he's not there to say, change my soul, really say that himself.
No, it's the Rabbanon, so therefore there's no problem. That's how Tesis learns. I will let Rabbanon the Doroshi who doubts a mayor, who doubts in the shop, who can teach me the Isa. Kashi, the Enos Manshi, because when the Kaim come to table, it's not Manshi. Now, the other Shitas, besides Tesis, who hold, that everybody holds teach me the Isa, even Rabbi Yehuda. And when the Rabbi Yehuda says, from Plaga Milchi, you can doubt a mayor, it means Shmonesa. Excuse me, I have to repeat, I have to say something wrong. Say that. In the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to finish up this entire sugya. Finally, finishing collating the opinions. On my mother, then, on my rabbi, there, how can you say, at the time of Krishna, the Kanim come to be table, The table while it's still day, otherwise the tefillah wouldn't be good for tonight. So you want to ask Shafi or Komale or Yudha Amel, really is saying properly to Amel? What's Amel's answer to Amel's question? And for the Gemara, Amel, how they come up? This is what Amel would say to Amel. Bishava, do you think they are no Abin Ashmoshes Vidroch Kohamina? That I am talking about your Ben Ashmoshes, that the Kahanim table before your Ben Ashmoshes. And therefore you're asking a Kasha, the table may be joy before your Ben Ashmoshes may be joy? No. Ano, Abin Ashmoshes, the Rabbi Yeshe Kohamina. I'm talking about the Rabbi Yeshe Ben Ashmoshes, which is later. The Oma Rabbi Yeshe Ben Ashmoshes, he holds it like a wink of an eye. Zenichnes, the night comes in, the day goes out. The Efshalam, it's impossible to know when it is. It's so fast. That means this. That means impossible. But if you're not careful, it's in a wink of an eye that the change from day to night is accomplished. Now, since Abyeze's Ben Ashmoshes, which is a wink of an eye, is at the end. Last Rashi, the last Rashi, distance, other place, Ben Ashmosh Abiyude, Mahalach Hatsi Mil. Time it takes to walk a half meal, but may say Sakehava. So Ben Ashmosh begins in the period of a half meal for say Sakehava. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ben Ashmoshes is Kerat Ayah of Eshe Sekehav. A winker in eye of Eshe says, for Eshe Sekehav. Now, for according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to be table before Ben Ashmoshes. Therefore, it's a long time before. It's not Zman Shevet. But Rabbi Meir holds Kabbi Yehse Sviolei, and their table just before Rabbi Yehse Ben Ashmoshes. If he total me kame on it, if the table just before that wink of the eye, Somotach Shehru is already closed tonight, Uzman Shriva Kahin, because Man Shriva. So therefore, Abiyuda asks the Kasha according to his own opinion. Since Ben Ashmoshes begins a considerable time before Seisha Kehavim, and Kehanim have to be tabled before Ben Ashmoshes, so it's not Man Shriva yet. So Abiyuda says, I'm talking about the issue of Ben Ashmoshes. And the Kehanim are table a second before that Ben Ashmoshes. And therefore it's already night that, because it's late, say it on the side. Give me a little bit of the mayor, the one place says, and here he says, Bishah Shakyanim table it two separate times, and three more, we can't reconcile that. Two different Tanoim who are reporting our mayor's opinion. That's the system of the Gemara to make sure that we are doing the best we can. And we now we have sifted out the two opinions that the Amea says this. Now, Kashi, the Rebbe Reza, the Rebbe Reza, because now Mishnah Baleza says, Man Kriyish, Man begins from Sei Sekhi Chavim, and here it says, Mishor, Shekod, Hashem, Na Mishnah Bosses. The Gemara says, Tzai Tanda, Rebbe Reza. We have two opinions, what the Rebbe Reza says. The Boy Seva, another Tanda, Rebbe Reza. Beginning of our Mishnah, which says, from Seis HaKehavim, Lav Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is only talking about the end, Ashuv Hashmur El Yishayna, as we say. But the beginning is not Rebbe Lezer. What's Rebbe Lezer's opinion about the beginning of Man Krishna? Mishor Shekodesh Yom Be'Av Shabbos, like he says in his book, say that to every Sabbath. It means the beginning of your career knowing Shas, I want to suggest to you, go over it until you can daven through it without any hesitation. First blood, go through it, you don't understand it. Run through it again and again until you can daven it like Asher. That's the system of becoming eventually a lump and will know Shas. And one more suggestion. Do it while your wife and your children are looking. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, amen. Rotsi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Tika Hirbo Lohem Toiro Mitzvah Shenem Hashem Chavik Haman Tika Yagol Tehu Yadiyo. This shiur was made available by kolavigdor.com.